from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Senior American officials said Sunday the time for talking about the diplomatic consequences of North Korea's latest ballistic missile test is over, since the danger to international peace that the North poses is now clear to all nations. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe conferred with President Trump by telephone Monday morning, Tokyo time. Japanese officials confirmed they discussed the North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile test that happened last week, but no details were released. U.S. bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula to demonstrate military strength on Sunday, and Vice President Mike Pence noted that the United States has all options on the table for responding to North Korea. The North said its latest test of a missile believed to be capable of reaching the U.S. mainland was a, quote, stern warning to Washington not to increase sanctions, but Pence rejected that as, quote, unacceptable. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is not even asking for an emergency meeting of the Security Council, as it has on previous occasions, because the Western powers are, quote, done talking about North Korea. China, she said, as North Korea's principal ally and supporter, must now decide if it will act more directly to rein in North Korea. Pence was in Estonia, one of the United States' NATO allies, when he was asked about North Korea. He said, the era of strategic patience with North Korea is over. You're listening to News from the Voice of America in Washington.